USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Labor Day weekend and the nation is struggling with four times as many COVID-19 cases as this time a year ago. 62% of the population has received at least one dose of a vaccine, but with the rapidly spreading Delta variant, hospitalizations are twice as high as they were last Labor Day. Since Hurricane Ida knocked out power to about a million customers in Louisiana, several officials have proposed putting power lines underground. Rod West is a president of Energy Utility Operations Group. He explains why he doesn't think that plan makes sense on the Gulf Coast.
It is, for the large part, a cost-prohibitive proposition. And what you trade in terms of the frequency of outages, and yes, there is a benefit to the frequency of outages, you wind up losing in terms of duration and disruption.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Two-time U.S. Open champion Naomi Osaka announced following her loss at the U.S. Open on Friday that she plans to take a break from the sport. The 23-year-old defending champion of the Open disclosed earlier this year after she pulled out of the French Open that she's battling depression. A boxing legend is getting back in the ring.
Former undisputed heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield at 58 years old has agreed to fight for the first time in a decade. Holyfield agreeing Friday to take on former UFC star Vitor Belfort next Saturday. This will be Holyfield's 57th career fight. He's stepping in for another boxing legend, Oscar De La Hoya, who had to back out after getting COVID. Holyfield's return running into a snag, though. The De La Hoya-Belfort fight was set for L.A., but the California State Athletic Commission won't sanction the Holyfield fight. ESPN reporting Holyfield-Belfort will take place in Hollywood, Florida. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Health experts in Washington, D.C. are doubling down on a request made earlier this week.
Earlier this week, the Centers for Disease Control recommended that Americans who are unvaccinated shouldn't travel for the Labor Day weekend, citing the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Dr. Francis Collins, head of the National Institutes of Health, agrees with that advice. He tells Fox News that travel raises the risk of infection.
I think it's a pretty wise recommendation that Delta variant is still spreading rapidly across many areas of the country. We are now seeing 160,000 cases every day. We're seeing over 100,000 people in the hospital. Almost all the people in the hospital are unvaccinated. And sadly, we've now seen deaths climbing up to 1,500 a day, something we haven't seen since last January. And if you're unvaccinated, boy, that virus is looking for you, and you don't want to be in a vulnerable place. And travel, of course, puts you in circumstances you can't completely control. So I totally go with CDC on this. If you're unvaccinated, don't go into a travel risk situation. Instead, get yourself vaccinated.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Still reeling from Hurricane Ida, Louisiana could find itself in the path of another big storm soon. Forecasters are tracking a tropical depression heading into the Gulf of Mexico with the potential of reaching Louisiana by next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.